How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Susie.
We're in the betwixtmas.
We're in the betwixt. Betwixt, begin the between. We're here.
What's that?
I don't know, isn't that a song? One of those old classics.
Sure, classics.
An old classic.
What? Now, we are recording this a little in advance, but what will you be doing betwixtmas week?
Absolutely nothing, I think. Last year, all day. Slept sometimes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're joking.
Yeah.
How do you have so much sleep in you?
I save it up all year. And then I sleep all day. It was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a nice routine, not really doing much, sitting around the old tree.
The old tree.
The old tree.
Is that what you call Alfie?
Yes. Actually, we had to be very butch when we got our tree.
Oh, go on, tell me about it.
Well, it was, we went to B&Q and...
Sure.
No relation. And the netting machine, there was no one attending the netting machine. We had to net it ourselves.
You had to net it yourselves?
Mm. We were a net benning.
Love that. What do you do? Shove it in?
Shove it in. It's actually quite straightforward.
Shove it in all the way to the end?
Yeah.
And then...
Tie a knot.
Does it... Is it...
Yeah.
Are they...
Yeah.
Thank you. Is the net the right size for a Christmas tree? Or do you have to snip it? Is it one long net that one has to snip? Or is it several smaller nets all bunched up together for a tree?
What you're confusing it there with is a roll of bin liners. And I get it. I would, but no, they're not pre-sized. You snip it.
You snip it?
There's a pair of scissors there. Sometimes I think they even have a sharpened tool at the end that you can just...
What, like a Stanley knife?
Like a Stanley knife, but built in. Like you might have on a string dispenser or almost like a sellotape dispenser.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. Sort of like a claw. Like a very small claw.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure I've seen that. I haven't dreamt it.
You might have dreamt it.
I do dream strange things.
So tell me about it. You had to put it in.
And it was an 8-footer.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, Mrs.
Said the actress to the bishop.
Yes. And then, of course, got it back. Well, then a man did come through from the stock area, which did have a lot more trees in. And I'm sad they weren't allowing us hoi polloi to go and explore that. Of course, it was on a Monday, so I think a lot of the best trees had gone. But anyway, the one we got was actually, we just took it off the display. We're like that. We don't care.
Did you ask if you could have it?
We asked forgiveness.
That's what they say, though.
That's what they say.
Hannah Fry once said that to me. Better to ask forgiveness than ask for...
Permission. Yeah.
Easier to ask for... Oh, fucking hell.
That's what she said.
I've got a gig tonight.
So have I. It's your gig.
Yeah, I know.
Can you believe it? We haven't been on a gig for a long time.
We haven't. We barely see each other. Oh, God. It was when we hosted that showcase together.
Was it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? But I'm looking forward to the gig.
Well, listen, we're going to have a great time. I'm very impressed that you two were so butch. Put it in the window, have you?
No, we put it up in the front room. Oh, I see. We put it in the car.
In the car?
In the car, in Alfie's car.
No! Yeah. How would you get it in the car?
Put down the seats. I had to go in the back.
And hold it?
Indeed.
And what about the tree?
And then I started having a bit of banter, like, oh, look, he's so butch.
Yeah.
And then this couple walking past, and the bloke went, oh, yeah, so strong. And I was like, all right. joining in. No, it was nice. A nice moment, nice festive moment.
Sure.
Which is rare in Eltham.
I'm sure. I've heard what it's like in the cemeteries.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, go on.
No, it's that. Well, we went to this B&Q on the way back from planning my dad's funeral at the Undertaker's in Eltham. So it's become like, in my mind, synonymous with like, and then we always go to Eltham to get the Christmas tree. Because it was a very helpful man who was there the last 2 years, but this year he wasn't there. Maybe he had a day off. I imagine the Monday we went would have been a nightmare.
Right.
The weekend would have been a nightmare.
Lots of people getting trees.
You can imagine it's Tree Central. What do you do for your tree again, Suze?
Oh, a man drops it off and then he picks it up again.
Well, who's this man? Clive.
Is his name Sam? It might be Sam. I don't know. As you can quite imagine, that's sort of Alice's domain, only because I'll do all the decorating, but the organisation is really down to Alice,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll be wrapping the banister with sort of...
What will you do?
Sprigs and things.
Sprigs and things.
You know Sprigs and Things. That's my shop,
Sprigs and Things. Sprigs and Things. I'm worried about Sprigs and Things because we've just had the hallway painted.
Well, of course.
Of course. And I don't want... I didn't want, I mean, to scratch anything. So I put a block on that.
Sprigs and Things?
Sprigs and Things.
What, a complete rock?
Well...
That's not very festivo.
Well, it's difficult. Then we've got the tree down in the kitchen.
Oh, have you? You've not got it in the... I thought you'd have it in the window of the lounge.
We're a two
where
tree.
That little drinks thing is.
We're a two tree. We're a two tree.
You're a two tree house. Yeah. Both real?
No, one real, one plastic.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought for a minute you were being paid too much.
The plastic one's great. Screw it in. The lights plug straight in. It's good to go.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that really funny picture that someone put up? That was like a woman last year. Cling film wrapped a tree.
Oh, yes.
And then was like, cling with all the bits on it.
Great.
Cling film wrapped it, popped it in a loft, got it down, unwrapped it, it was perfect, ready to go.
Oh, it was perfect. I thought you'd say it was covered in mould or something horrible.
No, I think, well, cling film, it's good, isn't it?
Did the cling film come off? Because that would be my fear, it would like
rip.
Well,
I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to cut it, wouldn't you?
Oh, like a lovely sort of sandwich.
Sure.
Or maybe an end of ham.
Yeah, sure, cut it. You cut up an end of ham. What's up with you?
If you put too much cling film on it, you might have to do that.
Sure.
I'm trying to think what else you might have to cut through the cling film on. I'm sure there's something. Anyway, we use the kitchen one for more of the gauche ornaments.
The gauche ornaments. What's your gauchest?
Well, you know, it's ones that...
people have bought you?
Yeah, people have bought us and we don't like. That aren't in the colour scheme.
Yes, of course. They sort of like a sombrero saying Merry Christmas.
For example, exactly that, yeah.
Marvellous.
Exactly that. A cup of coffee is one of the ones we've got. Yeah, it's not particularly festive.
No, although you do drink coffee on Christmas morning, I bet.
Oh, with the Asti's Pimenti, yeah, of course. Uppers and downers, like Judy Garland.
And you bind your feet, don't you?
Did she do that?
Apparently so, to keep them really small.
Judy did that?
Yeah, because they wanted to keep her little.
Oh, Judy.
Tough life, wasn't
Tough
it?
Tough life back then, wasn't it, Judy?
No, we've had some emails.
Oh.
I thought we'd do a bit of an email show. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great to me, Suze.
Great. Sorry, I'm a bit sniffly.
Well, it's Christmas, you're bound to be.
Thanks, darling.
Do you have the heating on high?
Quite high, yeah, but you know our house is so fucking cold.
Well, Alice doesn't mind it cold, does she?
Well, no, she'll just have to put on a jumper because she's become like a boomer dad.
Whereas
I'm like, let's put on the heating.
Whereas I put on the heating. But the trouble is, what I've realised is I sleep much better.
If you're cold.
Cold in the room, warm in bed.
Oh, yeah, you're meant to sleep with a cold room.
Is that right?
I think so.
Cozy.
I mean, I say you're meant to.
Cozy, safe and warm. That was what my brother always used to say as a kid. I've told
cozy,
you that,
safe and warm. No.
That's like
maybe.
A saying in our family. Cozy, safe and warm. Are you, like, he'd say it like, oh, I just want to... Like when he was little, not now, he's a 36-year-old plumber.
Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, rather. Sorry.
Do you not know your brother's job?
No, sorry. Tyler.
Do you think now he says it about the baby?
I think cozy, safe and warm. Yeah, I think it's said quite a lot, actually, now. Cozy, safe and warm.
I get that, though. I love the idea of being cozy, safe and warm.
Cozy, safe and warm. Yeah, he'd say it like, oh, Dad, I just want to get cozy, safe and warm. And then he'd be like by the television with a blanket. I'd obviously not be doing that. I wouldn't be cozy, safe and warm. I would be perhaps wearing the cardboard that came on the outside of a fruitcake as a crown.
Sort of important, majestic. And
majestic. Edwardian.
Sort of, you know, the same.
Yeah.
But different. Mm. Mm. Hello, Susie and Tom. New to the blog and new to emailing. I don't know if you mean emailing in general or emailing
in. Blog?
Yes, they're calling the podcast a blog as a bit of a joke.
Sure.
Which I quite like.
Okay.
I've been listening backwards from the present and this morning...
David Lynch.
And this morning I had a lovely surprise of hearing you read out the email of one of my friends in 2022. I was emailing to ask some advice.
Oh.
Listen, now this is... Do you remember we went through a stage of being like an agony aunt, didn't we?
We did explore that.
We explored that for us.
We explored that for
us. What was her name? Dear What's Her Face?
Deirdre in the Sun. Dear Deirdre.
And it would always be like, oh... I'm shagging my husband's friend. I don't know what to
do.
Yeah,
there was always things like that, wasn't it? And they often had cartoons. I think they're still there.
Yeah.
It still exists.
And Deirdre would be like, stop being such a hoe bag.
Is that what she said?
I don't remember. Mm. I've recently graduated from university where I studied classics, Clang.
Oh, Clang.
Classics, Greek and Romans and that.
I guess so. I don't know if it includes Egyptians. I hope it does.
Hieroglyphics?
Yes, please.
But seriously, what is classics?
Exactly what you just said.
Like their stories, their life.
Oh, I think it's quite a good one because it's, I mean, it was not
broad.
An offer at my school. But yeah, you do, I think, what
it's a broad
like,
church.
It's a broad church. You get a bit of history, you get a bit of politics, cause you, and then you get a bit of mythology, I think.
Bit of Latin,
bit
do
of
you
Latin
think?
Thrown in, a bit of Greek thrown in, I assume. But I don't know. Archaeology, maybe? Don't know.
Oh, bones in that.
I guess. I don't know. I've never got the chance to do it.
Dig up some bowls. Look, they have bowls.
They
have that's
bowls
what I'm saying.
They'd love to
is
say that.
Is that archaeology?
Yeah.
Good for me. I've just started my first boring office job. Mm. Sort of Clang. I overheard someone saying that they need more LGBT plus representation in the office. I'm a queer non-binary person, but people assume I'm a straight cis woman by the way that I look. Oh. What's the opposite of Clang? And what is the opposite of Clang?
They've asked us what the opposite of Clang is. Oh, I'm trying to say Clang backwards, but it's glank.
No, glank. No.
Oh.
Glank. No, I can't do it.
It's not a word.
It's not possible. No one asked me my pronouns when I started, and now I'm 2 months in and I'm too scared to say anything.
Mm.
I have the opportunity to write a piece for our in-house magazine for LGBT History Month in February, but I have no idea what to say in it. I feel a lot of pressure to be a spokesperson for the community. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of the few interactions a lot of my straight cis people in my office have had with a queer person, especially a non-binary person. I don't know how to play it. Any thoughts? I should say that my colleagues are lovely. I don't think any of them would be homophobic or transphobic if I wrote this piece and came out, but it's still scary to talk about. I have one colleague who even wrote an academic article about the queerness in the Matrix movies, so I'm sure that he would be on my side. I love the pod, and I hope to get to see you two perform one day. Much love to you and your families. Lots of love. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. And they've not put their name at the end, so I won't share it.
Well, I think the article, maybe,
yes.
is a nice way to let people know. Is that a silly thing to say?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I also think it can be really hard, I think, if you've not... I mean, we've talked about this before, I know. But when we first started stand-up, when we'd have to sort of come out right at the beginning of your set.
Yes, yes.
And I totally understand what our friend is saying about if you don't do it immediately, then it feels harder to do it later.
Yes, to go, actually, yeah.
But I wonder if you'd sort of mention that in the article, if what? You might say...
Yeah.
It's quite hard to know when to do this or to when to, if someone isn't asked what their pronouns are or if they're not, if there's not a moment where you can casually drop your identity or your sexuality into conversation, then it probably feels like a bigger hill than it maybe needs to be.
Indeed.
It's always hard, don't get me wrong.
No,
but,
yeah.
you know, you're saying that you work with such lovely people, they'd probably just be thrilled to know you that bit better.
And is there something about, you could write it, if you were going to write this article, you could write it as, I really love working with everybody, but I didn't know how to say it, so I put it in this. Because I think that, I mean, not to be too meta about it, but is that a way of expressing just the reality of the situation?
Yes.
But also in a way that's celebrating you and you being there.
Yes.
In amongst this new community of work people, and they're all really nice, but you didn't know how to tell them in a nicer way.
Yeah.
So you thought this article could be a way to do it. So I think there is something inherently of the queer story in what you're saying.
Yes, I think so too.
Is that,
I know, I totally agree. And I think that it also offers sort of a larger question about the fact that we do always have to come out.
Yeah.
And the assumed straight cis, if you look a certain way, because, you know, the majority of people might be that.
Yeah.
But I think, if you feel safe, I always say if you feel safe, but I think be bold, because it sounds like you've got a nice place to be. And, you know, and it's giving, you know, when you come out in any way, I think what you're doing is you're giving people the opportunity to know you a bit better.
Yes, it's a lovely thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a very vulnerable thing, but it's a lovely thing.
Is that helpful? I don't know if we've been helpful.
Oh, well, I hope we have. I'm very excited about this.
Let us know how it goes
and everything. Yeah.
Get back in touch and let us know how it goes.
Because I think as well, it's about representing your specific experience, which is a very exciting.
Yeah, and I think as well, it's so varied, isn't it? I think, you know, as our community diversifies and people learn more about themselves or are more comfortable with using different language about themselves, it does still feel like we're on a real journey, even within the community, where we go, oh, well, you know, you're a gay man, I'm a lesbian.
No,
but but the community is so much larger than it used to be, and there's so many more types of people.
Yeah,
that
I
feel like we're all still learning it.
We're all learning, yeah. But that's a lovely thing, isn't it? In life, like, we're all learning.
Yeah, totally.
You know, all the time. So.
Oh, I've not learned anything for a long time now.
Well, hang on, you just started learning Latin.
Oh yes, I did. That's my modus operandi.
Oh,
is that good?
Fabulous, Suze.
Hello, Susie and Tom. First time emailer. Big fan of both of your work.
Oh, thank you.
Myself and my lovely husband were lucky enough to watch Susie's show in Northampton.
Oh.
We loved it. That's a very nice thing to say. Thank you. And there was such a lovely atmosphere, so full of laughter. Do you know what? Nice audiences, isn't it?
Nice people.
We had such a lovely time. It's very weird how you address the point that you think to yourself, is this going to be worth it every time you leave the house? That's how I start the show.
Oh.
Really getting everyone's expectations great. Nice and low.
Lovely.
Is it worth it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope so.
That's very theatrical. I like it.
Oh. The fourth wall isn't there, Tom.
Wow.
I know.
That's bold.
I'm wanking people off in the front row. It really is something else.
I'm buying a Dior dress.
You must come. That's what I say to them. I'm paraphrasing. But you said it a lot better yourself and funnier, of course. I actually said to my husband, just as we were dropping off our firstborn and our secondborn with my parents so that we could come to see you. Our firstborn had decided he didn't want us to leave. I'm hugely anxious and feel eternally grateful to have been blessed with two beautiful little boys. So with this, I'm always desperately worried and panicked that this will at some point be taken away. And I tell myself that I don't deserve the wonderful family that I have.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like we relate heavily to a lot of...
This all sounds like the sort of...
The sort of email I might send in?
Yeah. Is this from you?
This is from me. Loved the show. She was so fit. I called my dad 5 minutes after leaving and everything was fine and calm. I was so happy that my little boy was okay and we got to see you. It was definitely worth it. My husband said that you were the best comedian he'd ever seen.
Oh.
That's so nice. I was drunk. In efforts to do more child-free stuff, my husband has bought me tickets to come and see Tom's show in Northampton in May as my birthday treat. I feel so lucky to be able to see two of my favourite comedians within 6 months of each other. Basically, this is an email to say thank you both for your brilliant comedic musings, honesty and openness. I'm a straightie myself, but I think your honesty in talking about your lives is so positive and powerful for everyone that listens. Thank you. And that's from Danny.
Oh,
Danny with an IE.
Danny with an I and an E. Wow,
yeah, I like
that's brave. Danny with an IE, that's lovely. Oh,
don't
nice.
You think that though when you leave the house, is it worth it?
Oh yeah, and of course all the catastrophizing horror that brings. I mean...
Well, I realised that I was thinking that. My great fear was that audiences were thinking that on the way to my show. You know that hour that you've got? You have that hour and a half backstage when you know everyone's on their way.
Yeah, that's good though. I love things like that.
So I'd like to acknowledge it at the top.
Yeah, good. I love
that.
Is
this worth it?
Is this worth
it? Is it going to be a good time?
And what do people shout out?
No. I hate you.
I know, that's not true.
I thought I was seeing Jen Brister.
Perfect. Oh, yes, that's funny because I go, I suggest that the audience have only come out to see Rob Beckett.
Oh, I don't actually say that about Jen Brister.
Oh, right. I was going to say.
But yes, you do.
Sort of, you know, obviously.
Well, because people do get you and... Rob confused.
Becker confused, yeah.
Very similar man.
Yeah. It's just nice to set the tone, isn't it?
I think there's something quite powerful. And I mean, and it sort of links back quite nicely to the email from our friend before about like addressing the thing that you're scared of.
Yes.
Going, I'm worried that on the way, I mean, I don't say it in quite this way, but I'm worried that on the way, you are thinking, oh, I really regret buying tickets for this show.
Of course.
Because it's raining or because Strictly's on. Or whatever. When you bought the tickets in February, you didn't think it'll be the last couple of weeks of Strictly.
Yes.
For example. And so I feel like addressing that fear
is
quite good. It's quite powerful.
Well, is it in the same vein as...
No.
No, I can't.
Sorry, go on, my love.
The question is the answer or something? The solution is in the question?
Oh, what's that?
In the journey.
Is that Latin?
Yes, probably, probably. It's something like that. The answer is in the question. Oh, it's something about when you're searching for a solution or a resolution.
Yeah.
You don't perhaps realise that that it's already there. It's like the fact that you're asking the question means you should just, I don't know. Somebody has expressed it better than me.
Is probably it like, you know, those, the answers, you know, you're looking at the answer.
The answer is in the question.
Sure.
Sort of thing.
Like when you look at one of those magic eyes.
It's there in
and
front
you're
of
like,
you already.
It's dolphins.
It's dolphins. It's always,
it's
dolphins,
always fucking dolphins
or a chair or something. But but yeah, yeah. So
Cher.
I think that's or Cher. But yeah, that's all I had to say. And I was going to say as well.
Go on, Tom, please.
You know, the other week we were talking about, you know, beer fear.
Yes, I remember that.
Well, Alf and I were talking about it. I don't know if any of our listeners will relate.
Go on.
But I wonder if it is to do with. I had had a couple of drinks, but I hadn't had that much. But I was having a lovely time. And I guess I'd just been really open and joyful. And then the regret and fear that came after that, I wonder if that was to do with, is it to do with growing up feeling like you have to control all of how you present yourself and all of your fears and all of your, like, you can't be yourself in front of other people. And then you have a couple of drinks and go, yes, I can be whoever I want. And then the feeling for me the next day was like, oh no, I've shown people, oh God, this is a huge source of regret.
Oh, I think that is bang on.
Do you think?
I think that's so on the money. Because I think that had you been that drunk and been with people that you knew, people that you felt comfortable with, you would not have second thought it. You wouldn't have had a second thought about it in the morning.
Yeah, probably
but
not.
But it's because you were with people that you didn't know so well.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my God, now I've shown them the real me. And I think, yeah, oh my God, that makes so much sense to me. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because I'm always worried that I've embarrassed. That's my fear.
Yes.
That people will find out something
that
I'm keeping hidden. But I'm out of the closet.
Yeah,
I came
exactly.
out such a long time ago.
But
there's like this
residual sort of
childlike fear that still lives there, waiting to pounce in the wings.
Yes.
Going, don't let them know.
Exactly.
Don't be you.
Don't do that. Don't stand like
don't
that.
Don't be too camp.
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't speak like that. Don't look like that.
Don't look at her. Don't look at him.
Don't look at him. Yeah, all those things. And suddenly, having a really joyous time.
You're like, oh no, oh no.
Oh no, oh no. Yeah, it's all.
They've seen it.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I've
like, whenever anything is fun, with or without a drink, I find myself afterwards being like, was that all right? Was that okay? Was that
yeah,
the fear
or like
that in
if
the moment,
like,
I've just like let all the,
yeah.
all the barriers down and gone, look, this is me. And people would be like, it's terrible.
And you know what? And tell me if you agree with this. Mm. When I'm like a bit outrageous on stage from having a really good
right.
gig and
yeah.
I'm like totally fine with that the next day. But it's if I'm in like a social setting.
Yes. On stage, it's okay.
On stage, I feel like I can be really, I can be like a really elevated version of myself and be like really out there.
Yeah.
But it's if I'm with people that I like know a bit but don't know that well.
Yeah.
That I'm sort of intimidated.
Yeah, just having a lovely time with them, but yet.
And then the next day you go, oh God, I made that joke and I was trying to be funny and silly, but did it come across wrong? Oh no, what did I, was I dancing like a dickhead?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Was it too much?
Was it too much?
I remember my friend BT's wedding, dancing with Brett Goldstein, and I was quite drunk, and we were like really having a little salsa.
Mm.
And honestly, the fact that I was worried that people thought that I was showing off haunted me for weeks. No,
oh
longer
goodness.
Than that, maybe years. Where I thought, oh God, I bet they all thought, God, she's such a show off. When I was just I wasn't dancing for anyone else.
I mean, what
Brett Goldstein's just a really good dancer and he's lovely to look at.
Exactly. And what would be the, you know, no one would have wanted to be like sat on the chairs at the side, not getting involved.
And also, what would be the worst that they'd think? Oh, they're dancing.
Yeah.
But I remember, and I wasn't.
Yeah, what is the shame?
But I remember being
so
really embarrassed
dancing,
by it because I was like, we were like really going for it.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, I bet everyone hates me. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, no. It's
I mean,
exactly
that wedding
sort of
was before I met Alice. And it's still there, right at the front of my head, if I need it.
If you need it, yeah.
If I need something to flagellate
yeah.
myself with, if you don't mind me.
Please. Absolutely. No, absolutely. That's exactly. I just thought I'd reference it. You know.
I'm pleased that you did.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
Should I do a quickie?
Just a quickie.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to drop you an email after looking at my 2023 Wrapped Spotify. Which shows how much I've listened to your pod so far this year. Please see photo attached.
Oh.
I'm an army wife.
Oh. Are you in a choir?
I would hope so. Do you know, my friends are in that film.
Oh.
You know who are in that film? Military Wives.
Who?
Laura Checkley and Gabby Best.
Really?
Gabby Best can really sing, so can Laura Checkley. They're both very talented. I love them. You know. I'm an army wife and a new mum living 200 miles. Oof, that's tough, from friends and family. My partner is away a lot, so these last 20 months of my son's life have been extremely lonely and difficult. Enter you guys. You've kept me company through my darkest hours, made me laugh, and we have now finally moved closer to my partner's family. You've given me a long list of shows I need to watch and see now that I have some babysitters. Thank you for being my friends. Clearly, you are my friends every minute of the day, looking at the hours I have accumulated. Not sure if that's flattering or weird. Anyway, I must go. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Your fellow ally, Stacey. She has listened.
Daisy?
You have listened for 20,000 hours, 819 minutes. You are a top 1% fan.
That is something. 21,000 hours in a year.
20,000, nearly 20. That's right, isn't it? Look.
You listened for, 21,000.
Yeah.
Top 0.1%.
Yeah.
So 21,000, that's amazing. 21,000 divided by 52, that's 404 minutes a week. Divided by 7, that's like nearly 58 minutes a day.
Stacey, I hope you're okay. Reach out if you need more help.
Just be careful what you're consuming. I'm just really...
We're not normal. Don't think this is normal.
Don't think this is like...
Isn't self-help. This is self-unhelp.
We're not medical professionals.
Are we not? Well, I thought you were a doctor.
I tell people that, but...
I was about to say something terrible that I won't say. Right, we better go, Tom, hadn't we? We'll see you in the new year, won't we?
We'll see you in
you
the
You do anything
new...
for New Year?
No.
No.
You?
No, I don't think so. We might make dinner.
Oh.
Fancy.
Go wild.
Go wild.
Yeah, great.
Okay,
well.
Babe.
Okay.
All right, then see you later, Ben. Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.